Hi Booland, I've not done had a boo for ages, but here's one that sprung up a few days ago actually in my mind, and I thought I'd just boo it on my way to work as I'm getting out of bed. Oh, Saturday morning at 6 o'clock, it's not a great time to be doing an audio boo or going to work, but hey, I'm going to do both because I'm just a hero, man. Right, the subject of this boo is, I was listening to Tom Ravenscroft. I tend to do a lot of radio downloads and play them on my way to work, and so this programme was probably back, I think it was pre-broadcast in early February, maybe late January, but anyway, played a track on it by a band called Concrete Knives, I've never heard of, but the track was called Roller Boogie. I'll post all the tracks I mention on YouTube later on Twitter even, but when I first heard this track I thought, this track would have made a very, very, very good 80s B-side. It's a really good track, isn't it? It sort of chunders and sort of funks its way along. But it sounds like a B-side to me, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, sometimes, and this is the whole point of this boo, really, one of the things I really miss about vinyl, and there's not much I miss about it, to be honest, I think vinyl as a medium is overrated and crackly and horrible, and as a blinder, partial. Just one of those horrible things I hate to handle. Although people tend to wank on about, excuse my French there, tend to piffle on about how wonderful it is. I just think it's junk myself. But anyway, two things I miss about vinyl is the cover art on at least 12 inches LPs. And secondly, the fact that on 7-inch records, which I, of course, grew up with, being a child of the 80s as I am, the fact that you did get a B-side with it. I don't tend to buy singles. I haven't bought singles forever. I mean, since, I don't know when, probably 1990 or so. But when I used to buy singles regularly, me and my sister used to buy singles, we used to regularly play each other's records because we had different but quite enjoyable taste in music. I think I quite liked hers. I'd never tell her this, but I actually did, and I think secretly she quite liked my taste in music. But we always used to play our records, and of course we'd play the B-side because you've paid £1 or 75p for a record, you might as well maximise its use. So we played the B-sides, and often they're quite interesting. I mean, for example, bands like Madness made consistently good B-sides or interesting B-sides. The B-side, which I think I'm going to nominate, is my favourite, and I will post this up, because I'm not even sure if you can get hold of it on YouTube, but if I can, I'll put it up on Twitter, is the B-side of Kitchen at Parties, which I think was made in 1981, by Jonah Louie, which is quite a big hit in its own right. But the B-side on that is just phenomenally weird. It's strange. I mean, that was a nice thing about B-side. Sometimes you'd get a band who would put a B-side on that is obviously kind of left over from the parts bin, so to speak. So you'd have an old demo, or you'd have a studio outtake which should have been okay, but just ended up being confined to the plan B or even B-side section. So you'd find that a band that was, say, predominantly electronic, used drum machines and synths and so on, you suddenly find a guitar thrash on the B-side, that kind of thing. It's just weird. And this Bureaucrats track by Jonah Louie was, I can't even describe it, it's very synthetic, it's quite tuneful. And then you get to the chorus and you think, how did that voice happen? It turns into some kind of, well, I won't spoil it for you, but it's like a Robo Dalek. Anyway, very interesting B-side. And if you could just let us know by boo or by Twitter at Dagger's Duck, which is your favourite B-side, I'd be very interested to listen to them, because there's a whole swathe of interest here, I suspect. If anyone else is interested, make it known to me, because I like to investigate. Anyway, that's my waffle on B-side. I better get off and get up, wake up, wave my arms around a bit, get ready for work, and head off into the coldness of a Croydon morning, which is what I'm dealing with at the moment. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Enjoy your day. I shall try to, if I don't fall asleep. See you later. Bye.